Man, what a weekend last weekend for Rock Ridge Jr. 145-pounder Nolan Throne, standing at the top of the podium at the Princeton Invitational Tournament. He won that thing, and I know going into the season, Nolan Throne, that had to be one of your goals. Tell us about last weekend.
So I always wanted to win the Princeton Tournament. It's always a really tough tournament, and there's a lot of state-ranked guys there. So, I mean, just taking it one match at a time and wrestling to my best potential, and I got the job done, and it felt good.
Tell us about your journey through the bracket, and specifically give us some details of that title match on Saturday.
I won my first two matches by fall against Orion and Byron, I believe. And my semifinal, I wrestled against Christian Reynolds from Clinton, another state-ranked guy, and I believe I won 6-0. I got a takedown and some back points, as well as an escape. And then my final, I wrestled Jack Padding from Allman. We're good friends. Wrestled a long time in practice at Young Guns down at Augustana, and it was a really tough match, and Jack's a really tough kid, so, I mean, I was able to pull it out 5-3, I believe, and, you know, it was a really tough match, and I can't wait to have more battles with him coming up.
Well, and kind of take us through the scoring then in that title match. You told me a little bit about that off the air. What happened in the championship bout then?
So, in the first period, I got a takedown, and I let him up as an escape. It was 2-1 at the end of the first. And then I believe he chose bottom and got an escape that tied it up at 2. And then I shot in on a high crotch and finished that. Score was 4-2, me, and I let him up again. So it was 4-3 going into the third period. And then I chose bottom and I got up, and it was 5-3, and then we kind of scrambled it out for the last 30 seconds, and the match ended that way. So,
and when you say you scrambled it out for the last 30 seconds, for people that are not involved in wrestling, 30 seconds doesn't sound like a lot. But for those in wrestling, you would say, Taylor, 30 seconds is an eternity, right?
Right, yeah. So to be scrambling that long, you're kind of – anyone can – come out on top, and you just kind of got to keep wrestling through it and keep your head high, and just you got to want to come out on top and get the 2.
Well, it's interesting you say, you know, this is a young gun teammate of you, a wrestling club, and you know, being friends with him. But how, you know, when you take to the mat in those type of situations where you're going for a title at an event like that, I mean, and you're like, hey, that's one of my buddies over there. The
yeah,
approach like, that, but so when the whistle sounds, what is the approach then? You know, that's the interest. That's the contrast, I guess, in all of this.
Yeah. So before the match, we were kind of joking around because, you know, we're pretty close, and we were kind of mad because we had the last match of the day. So we were the very last kids to wrestle out of 14 weight classes, and so it was a random draw. And you know, before the match, we were all good, and once we step on that line and the whistle blows, it's kind of like, let's get down to business and let's get serious here. But no, after the match, we're good. Just nothing against us or anything. Just wrestled tough and can't wait for more battles coming up.
Well, and then, you know, here's a kid that finished third in state last year, and you're 22-1, and your lone loss is at 152 pounds wrestling up. And, you know, they talk about this Princeton invite being a great measuring stick for postseason wrestling. How good do you feel about that in terms of, you know, winning this title and then kind of giving you maybe a little bit of a boost, you know, heading down the home stretch here?
Yeah, it feels really good just to win this tournament since it's pretty tough, but it makes me feel like I'm on the right track, you know, just one step along the way. That's the first step. Now we got the Orion invite, regionals and sectionals, and hopefully the NIP state. So just kind of, it's a confidence booster just to wrestle tough and come out on top on that one, and it makes me want to kind of elevate my game towards the postseason.
Well, and I guess the interesting storyline here then, Nolan Throne, again, who won the Princeton Invitational title at 145 pounds. So you talk about this padding kid from Alleman, right? You can meet him one more time at the regional, right? Two more times at the sectional, and then a third time you could meet him at state. Plus, I think you could meet him at Bob Mitten Invite. So what about that here in the final month and a half run here?
Yeah, you know, it'll be fun. It's always good wrestling against your teammate, and there's sort of more competitive edge to it. You know, you got bragging rights over your friend, and it's going to be a great couple weeks to tune up to regionals. You know, just ready to go out there and wrestle my best, and hopefully something good happens.
Well, you wrestled your best, that's for sure, last weekend at the storied Princeton Invitational Tournament. Rock Ridge junior Nolan Throne capturing the title at 145 pounds. Nice going, Nolan Throne. Enjoy the rest of the season.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.